Jimmy Griffin. Here's Jimmy Griffin. Let me see if I can find it.
Earlier this week, Rich Newberg finished a one-hour retrospective that aired on WIVB-TV. His last official duties now include collecting and packing years of memories.
I had yellow crime tape strung here at least twice, maybe three times, as a disaster area. They actually cordoned off my place. It was half a joke and half, hey, Rich, clean it up already.
Newberg, a 1969 graduate of Ithaca College, began his TV news career in Ithaca, then worked in Syracuse, Chicago, and Rochester. Then in 1978, Newberg joined Channel 4 in Buffalo.
I think we were privileged to work in the golden age of reporting, where there were budgets, there was a will to follow the Buffalo story wherever it took us.
Over the years, it took Newberg and his videographers to places like China, Poland, Ukraine. He shook hands with Pope John Paul II. He followed a cancer researcher to China. But one story that is perhaps most important to Newberg was his 1996 documentary, Lost Childhood, The Story of the Birkenau Boys. It featured Holocaust survivors returning to the camp where they were kept as children. For Newberg, who is Jewish, the story was quite personal.
For me, the Holocaust is the most important story of my life, I think of all civilization. I think we can learn from the survivors about so many different aspects of life. What they experienced, they were able to put their lives together after going through ultimate evil, gates of hell.
Newberg is very quick to credit his videographers for bringing his stories to life. Mike Mombre Jr., who was inducted into the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame earlier this year, worked with Newberg on the Birkenau documentary and spoke of why they worked so well together over the years.
It's not the photography that matters to me. It's capturing the story for these people, because we both in our own way have our spiritual values, and that gives us a compassion for people, and we want to reflect that in our work and get to the soul of the story, so to speak.
Maintaining the human element was important to Newberg for anyone and everyone he interviewed. Tom Vetter also worked with Newberg for many years. Now a co-owner of TVRE Productions, Vetter recalls Newberg's willingness to reach out to Buffalo's downtrodden because he felt they too had an important story to tell.
Nobody really wants to hear those stories, but everybody needs to hear those stories. And it was always Rich's idea that the next time you step past a homeless person, maybe you would look down at him and think, oh, wait a minute, that's my neighbor. That's a community member. That's a real human being. And he had the courage to stand out there and say, look, we have to tell these stories. We have to sort of spoon-feed these stories to the community and let them know that these stories are there.
While Newberg has been a constant, the television news business has changed significantly over the years. He respects the younger generation of reporters, but he laments industry changes that force them to work alone and denies them a chance to craft the kind of long-form stories that shaped his career.
They're missing that opportunity to take time to think, to analyze, to gather facts, to work the sources, and it takes away from the story. There's no time to reflect, and I'm saddened about that, but I guess it's a reality of our times.
Newberg will remain in Western New York, and some of his peers doubt he'll stop being the storyteller, as he has been for many Buffalo TV viewers since 1978.
Rich Newberg, News 4. Good night, and goodbye.
Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.